Senate Republican fundraising arm announces nearly $8.4 million November fundraising haul. By Jacob Bliss on December 15, 2021. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, announced a fundraising haul of almost $8.4 million in November, with over $30 million in hand and zero debt. The committee said they raised a total of $8.389 million in November, giving them a healthy war chest going into an election year with $30.087 million cash on hand and the advantage of having no debt. In November, the committee said they received 220,935 overall donations, with an average donation amount of $36.81, which is the lowest average amount so far in the 2022 election cycle. The NRSC touted that they were able to receive 219,438 donations, totaling $5.32 million, in small dollar amounts, meaning they were less than $200. The group said that 13,377 of the donations came from first-time donors. NRSC Chairman Rick Scott, RFL, said in a statement, "Instead of working to help families succeed, Democrats are threatening them. Democrats are threatening to get folks fired through unconstitutional vaccine mandates. They're threatening struggling families with a choice between gas, groceries, or heating their homes this winter." Scott said there is a stark contrast between what the Democrats and President Joe Biden are doing for the American people versus what the Republicans are doing for the American people. "Republicans are working every day to lift families, workers, and job creators up and save them from Senate Democrats' disastrous policies. With Joe Biden and Senate Democrats pushing a deeply unpopular socialist agenda, I am more confident than ever that Senate Republicans will retake the majority in 2022. In the last fundraising quarter, the third quarter, the NRSC announced they topped $25 million in fundraising, looking to haul in mounds of cash to gear up for the tough battles in hopes of regaining control of the Senate. Between the first and third quarter of the year, the NRSC raised a total of $76.2 million, which exceeded the total fundraising efforts from 2019, the previous off-year before the last election. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.